Hillman with a big burst. Hillman steps out of tackle, 15. Hillman with the sand, foot race, 5. Touchdown, Denver!
The Broncos won a wild one against the Chargers as Peyton Manning came in the second half to help secure a number one seed. Hello and welcome to Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani. As always, I'm joined by John Elway. And John, Peyton Manning named the starting quarterback for the divisional round. What do you think about that decision?
Well, you know, I think it was a great decision. He's battle tested. He's had a lot of, playoff games, a lot of experience, 18 years in this league, and the things that he's been through. So he gives us the best opportunity.
This is the fourth year in a row that the Broncos have had this first round off, but it's the first time with Gary Kubiak, and he kind of changed the schedule up. Broncos going to be practicing on the weekend. What do you think about the way he's handled it?
Well, I mean, I think it's tremendous. I think the players got, they got 3 days off this week after the game, and so to be able to get them back here, work through the weekend and give them Sunday off, but also start getting them ready for, that first round, because it's always tough coming off a bye. And, two out of the last 3 years when you've had the one, we haven't done real well with it. So hopefully we can change that, and I think this schedule will help us do it.
Okay, well, when we come back on LA Access, we'll talk about the Broncos being battle-tested.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Peyton takes a snap, play fakes, again, loads up, home run ball. He's got Demaryius Thomas. Thomas is there, inside the 10.
Welcome back to Elway Access, and John, the Broncos are 5-2 against playoff teams. Most wins in the NFL against teams who are in the playoffs. Do you feel like the team's really been battle-tested this year, ready for this second season?
I really do. I think that especially if you look at what we've been through really the last 4 weeks and even really the last 2 weeks against Cincinnati and San Diego, where Cincinnati we could have been either the first seed, second seed, or out of the playoffs. And so we had a lot of different scenarios that we could have. And so there was a lot of pressure in the last two games. And so, I think going through that, especially when we had streaks where we didn't play real well, to be able to bounce back, especially after Cincinnati, the first half we had there, and come back from a 14-point deficit to get a win against a real good football team. And then even last week to overcome, 5 turnovers against San Diego, to make up for that adversity, I think, tests what you're about. And so I think, when we do get in tough spots, we'll be ready for it.
Lastly here, three guys who are definitely battle-tested: Steve Atwater, Terrell Davis, and John Lynch, all named finalists for the Hall of Fame. What do you think about those guys advancing in this process?
Well, three great names and three deserving guys, and so we hope that, it'd be nice to see all three of them get in this year. We'll take one, but they're all qualified and all eventually should be in the Hall of Fame. But, it's a thrill to have three Broncos named to the finalists and, rooting for all three of them.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been LA Access.